Welcome to the Autism Family Story Podcast. This is a podcast for moms for kids with autism or other special needs. In this podcast, you will get to learn different strategies to help your own kids with autism, which I have personally learned over the years in raising my son who is on the autism spectrum. My name is Vidya Banerjee and I'm so excited to have you on my podcast. To episode 65 of the Autism Family Story Podcast. In today's episode, I will be speaking about how to be an involved parent for your child on the spectrum. Autism is a neurodevelopmental disorder which is on rise these days. As parents, we have a big responsibility to help our child learn and practice skills in order to make progress. Our children need lots of repetition and practice in learning different skills. As autism is a spectrum, every child will learn differently at their own pace. Some may learn faster than others. These days, therapies for autism are becoming very expensive. Insurance companies may cover a fraction of the cost or may not pay anything at all. So the onus falls on the parents to bear the cost of the therapy. Sometimes all we can afford is maybe a session of speech or OT every other month. But our children need lots of repetition to learn those skills and make progress. As parents, we don't have to work with our child all day. But it is important we work with them every day, anywhere between 10 to 30 minutes, depending on your child's concentration, focus, and their capacity. Pick 1 to 2 goals from each, speech, OT, ABA, or any other therapy your child might be attending, and then practice it daily with consistency, so it won't be overwhelming for both of you. That 10 to 30 minutes of work you do every day with your child will eventually add up. And you will slowly see your child making progress due to lots of practice and repetition. Remember, they are children. We need to also put them in extracurricular activities so they can learn different skills and have fun, as all learning does not happen at the table. When they take part in extracurricular activities, they can learn lots of skills through play, like improved social skills, communication skills, motor skills, imitation skills, and many more. One thing I want to tell you is never ever to give up on your autistic child, as parenting a child with autism is hard and it will have lots of struggles along the way. Sometimes it can feel overwhelming and you will question yourself whether you are doing enough for your child. Some days will be hard. Sometimes you will feel your child is not making progress, as progress is slow. We must always strive for progress. You are an expert on your child. You are their best and only advocate. You need to believe in your own child, because if you don't, no one else will. If you only depend on teachers and therapists to help your child make progress, that won't be helpful. Be an involved parent and work with your child. They will come a long way. I can assure you of that through my own personal experience with my own son. We must focus on things our children can do and not only on things they can't do. When we were given autism diagnosis for our son at 3 years of age, we were given a list of things our son won't be able to do. But he has done many things they said he won't be able to do. I always believe in my son and presume competence. Our son is non-speaking, but that doesn't mean he can't learn. I have put in countless hours of working with him on different skills, and he has worked very hard to make the progress what he has achieved today, and he has come a very long way. So always focus on your child's strength. If they have a special interest, then use it to teach them different skills. As parents, we need to have a growth mindset. Always add yet to anything your child is not able to do. Maybe they won't be able to do certain things, and that's okay. Playing simple board games with your children can help them in developing many skills, like social skills, turn-taking, language skills, executive functioning skills, and fine motor skills. Start small. Start working with them just for 3 to 5 minutes in the beginning, and then slowly add more time, so it is not overwhelming for you. It's better to work on a skill 5 to 10 minutes every day than working on it for an hour in a week. It's better to start with 5 to 7 minutes daily than not doing anything at all. Learning doesn't only happen at the table. Lots of learning can happen at home. Give your child small chores, which can slowly lead to developing independence, which is ultimately our goal. Start working on developing their personal hygiene skills, as these are life skills. These are functional skills our children need lots of practice and repetition to master. Sometimes it can take years, but it can be done. Set up a communication system for your child early on, so your child always has a way to communicate and express their wants and needs. Thereby, it can reduce anxiety and frustration. Our children struggle with executive functioning skills. These skills are a set of processes required to complete a goal or a task. The frontal lobe of the brain is responsible for executive functioning skills. As parents, we can help our children develop these skills by playing games. Secondly, simplify the task by letting the child take ownership of the task instead of us directing them through each task. Teach your child to problem solve. Teach them to face a challenge. Don't rescue them. As parents, we want to jump in as soon as we see our children struggling with something, but we need to teach them to face the challenge. Don't anticipate all their needs, but let them communicate by creating opportunities for them to do so. Read to them every day. Even though it might seem they are not listening, try breaking the skills into smaller parts so it is not overwhelming both for you and your child. Use lots of visuals to teach your child, as visual processing is a strength for your child with autism. Skill development takes time. Do not force your child. Use reinforcers for your child which are motivating and for which they are ready to work for. I want to finish the episode by letting you know, the child with involved parents will always make the most progress. As this is my own personal experience with my own son. So I hope you have found the strategies in today's episode helpful to help your own child. Thank you for listening to my podcast. If you love my podcast, leave me a rating and a review in Apple Podcasts, Good Pods or Spotify. This will allow my podcast to reach more autism parents. I will continue to share our journey and lots of helpful information and strategies so you can help your own child on the spectrum. I started a blog, Autism Family Story, in the year 2019 to help other parents who are starting out on this journey. I'm also on social media, on Instagram and on Facebook by the same name, Autism Family Story, where I share lots of information and videos to help other parents. I hope you can follow along this journey by listening to my podcast, by sharing it, subscribing it. So this way it will allow me to reach lots of other parents who might need this help. Thank you so much for being on my podcast today.